In 1965, a group of Chicago composers and improvisers organized themselves as the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. The AACM is still active. The many leading musicians who've come out of it include the Art Ensemble of Chicago, pianist Muhal Richard Abrams, saxophonists Henry Threadgill, Anthony Braxton, and Edward Wilkerson, and flutist Nicole Mitchell. Also, trombonist George Lewis, who's the author of a big new book on the AACM. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's really, really good.
New York avant-garde jazz of the 1960s, a bit heavy, compared to the new music emerging in Chicago in the same period. That's the 1966 Roscoe Mitchell Sextet that evolved into the Art Ensemble of Chicago, spare and somber with a hint of slapstick. That first loud music we heard was New York's Jazz Composers Orchestra, an offshoot of the Jazz Composers Guild, an all-for-one and one-for-all musicians co-op that lasted about a year. By contrast, the co-op founded in Chicago, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, is 43 years old, with chapters in Chicago and New York. It's the subject of a big new book by AACM trombonist, composer, and writer of interactive software, and the head of Columbia's Center for Jazz Studies, George Lewis. George Lewis's book is called A Power Stronger Than Itself, The AACM and American Experimental Music. It's rich and dense and gratifyingly readable. Lewis tells how a bunch of working-class African-American musicians banded together to clear a space for themselves, to compose original music that moved freely among jazz, classical, marches, spirituals, and any other genres they studied or fancied. These composers were postmodern before that became a buzzword, and they've stayed true to their ideals. Here's a sliver of a piece by Muhal Richard Abrams, one of the AACM's founders and one of George Lewis's heroes. For blurring musical genres, AACM composers sometimes found themselves accused of being not jazzy enough for jazz and too jazzy for classical music. In his book, George Lewis shows how black composers are conceptually boxed in and underfunded compared to white colleagues. Where, say, his friend John Zorn is praised for his wide-ranging interests as a composer, black composers like saxophonist Anthony Braxton take flack for straying too far from jazz roots. George Lewis affirms the right of African-American composers to be as mobile and unfettered in musical culture as everywhere else. He's great at pointing up double standards and faulty logic in the arts discourse that marginalize black artists. And he does it with a dispassionate understatement more devastating than righteous fury. Lester Bowie. George Lewis describes his AACM book as the autobiography of a collective. He interviewed dozens of the co-op's members and tells their stories from childhood in compact narratives. But the book is less about individual artists than the collective itself, its growing pains and generational frictions included. In celebrating composers who roam across different musical languages, George Lewis accomplishes a parallel feat on the page, creating a narrative with broad appeal that never feels dumbed down. He makes a scholarly portrait of a complex community into a ripping good and inspiring yarn.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas and is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the new book, A Power Stronger Than Itself, The AACM and American Experimental Music by George Lewis. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, Patty Leswing, Jonathan Menjivar, and John Sheehan. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by Johnny Griffin, the tenor saxophonist from Chicago who died Friday at the age of 80. He moved to Europe in the early 60s, where he felt his playing was more appreciated than it was in the States. He lived there for the remainder of his life, but he eventually made regular visits to America to tour and record. This is Autumn Leaves from his 1978 album Return of the Griffin, recorded during his first American tour after moving to Europe.